You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats at this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls.
It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whip them out.
Whip them, baby. Wow. Wow. You have some beautiful balls.
They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
There you go.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth.
I haven't seen popcorn balls in a long time myself, so, you know.
That's from SNL.
Remember, Alec Baldwin. Kids used to buy popcorn balls.
Oh, sure. Right? Yeah. Well,
those are really cool. I always liked those.
Really?
Yeah.
They get stuck in your teeth, though.
Oh, no.
No?
Well, yeah, popcorn always does. I mean, what do you expect from popcorn? But, yeah. Well, you know, not well. A lot of innuendo there, but you know, it's just great Saturday Night Live sketch.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Catherine, by the way, said, "Oh Lord."
Well, that's a classic bit. We play that every
year,
every Christmas.
Yeah.
Dick is on the line here from Madison. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you. Same to you.
Real quick, not to go all Bruce Hornsby on you, but the line on the color bar, you know, being white, as we were talking about, that should mean all colors,
all
correct?
Colors, yep.
Yes.
Yeah, right. White. And black is the absence of color. So they got it all wrong, as usual.
As
good
usual.
Point.
Yep, I was going to bring that up, having been a student of art, you know, the arts. Yes.
Very.
It hasn't come in handy, though. You know, I did go to art school for a certain amount of time.
Yes. Dick, thanks for that call.
Before they threw me out. All right.
They threw you out? Really?
Oh, yeah.
608-879-8255, or you can text us on the Civic Media app.
All right. This is just outrageous stuff. This is completely insane. Wow. It's a 60 Minutes thing, you know, where they preempted a segment, and everybody's, you know, kind of up in arms about the segment that they preempted. And now I don't want to get into that necessarily, but I do want to get into the fact that President Trump now is saying, hey, you know, we're going to get rid of the licenses of a lot of these networks out there.
Oh, sure.
They can't do this to us.
Right.
So anyway, it's an interesting possibility, but this is what was written. If networks knew, this is Trump now on what's his network, Truth Social.
Yeah.
He says that if network newscasts and their late night shows are almost 100% negative to President Donald J. Trump, he's writing this. I don't know why he said that. MAGA and the Republican Party, there shouldn't be their valuable broadcast licenses out there. They should be terminated. I say yes. Trump wrote on his True Social on Tuesday. I mean, they're getting a license. I would think maybe their license should be taken away. It would be up to Brendan Carr. Okay, Brendan Carr, FCC chair, added, we're going to continue to hold these broadcasters accountable to the public interest. And if broadcasters don't like that simple solution, they can turn their licenses in to the FCC.
All right.
Trump also, by the way, attacked Stephen Colbert on Tuesday, describing him as a pathetic train wreck and no talent or anything else necessary for show business success. Stephen is running on hatred and fumes, a dead man walking. CBS should put him to sleep.
Oh,
now,
God. Okay.
It's up to humanitarian things to do. And then, get this, though. This is a kind of an interesting side note. The FCC cannot directly cancel broadcasting licenses for major networks,
right,
including ABC, NBC, and CBS. However, it can revoke or deny renewals of licenses for local stations
right.
that are affiliates of the major broadcasters.
Right. Yes. That's so absolutely true.
Yeah.
And Brendan Carr is supposed to be, you know, neutral. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yes. He's not supposed to be taking marching orders from anybody.
We have seen an end to that.
Yeah, that's out the window.
Now, my mega friend, you know, he's always getting sidetracked by whatever Trump puts out there next or the mega contingent put out there next. You know, he's following these small stories that they blow into huge stories nationwide.
Yeah.
So last night he called me up and he said, "Hey, who's that? Who's that bald guy? You know, that bald guy. Who is that guy? Let me see here." Yeah, and I'm thinking, I don't know. There are a lot of bald guys now. It's
yeah,
kind of a
guys,
fashion statement.
Yeah, they shave their heads.
So
yeah.
I'm thinking, I don't know. And he goes, "You know, Stephen Miller,
Stephen Miller. Okay, really?
See." He's not even familiar with the people in the administration.
Oh,
he's following
God.
All these little rabbit holes all over the place, right? He doesn't even know Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller is, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the idea guy.
Who's that guy? Yeah.
Right.
Who's that bald-headed guy?
That's well, next to Trump all the time.
Not exactly paying attention to what's really going on with the administration.
Guess not.
Which is crazy stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right. This is also crazy stuff. Sean Duffy is talking about the blue states.
Oh.
Federal taxpayers, it's not good that they're getting money for their bridges and for their roads. And let's listen to, this is cut 227. He's not happy with a lot of the communities that are sanctuary cities and communities. Let's listen.
But what I can do, Brian, is I can pull their money. That's the leverage that I do have. And as long as they don't comply, there's statutory rules by which I have to abide by. I have to give them, you know, time to comply with our rules. But if they don't, I guarantee you that the federal taxpayer is not going to fund their roads and bridges and their systems when they're putting illegals on the roads and endangering the lives of the American people. And you know this. If you get a driver's license in Colorado, New York, or California, you don't stay in those states. You actually travel across the country, so you endanger every single American by putting an unqualified driver behind the wheel as they travel across all of the lower 48. Incredibly dangerous.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot to unpack there.
I think the Supreme Court just made a decision saying that you can't use that kind of standard to deny money to the states.
No.
You have to have a reason for it. You know, of course, they should get the money because they need the money for roads and bridges.
Right.
And that's the standard that they go by. They don't go by the standard that, well, the administration doesn't like you. No, that's not the reason you can deny funding of any sort, all right? So anyway, we got the licenses here, and then we talked about, you know, funding the states and objecting to them. All right, let's get to Peter Navarro, trade counselor, okay? In an age of AI, when all the white-collar jobs are going away, this is from Squawk Box, and Peter Navarro, what he had to say about that.
Okay. And, you know, in an age of AI, where all the white-collar jobs are going away pretty damn quick, I think maybe it's a good time for people to think about having good blue-collar jobs. I mean, that used to be how America prospered. the middle class
used to be
blue collar middle class because they had good wages at the time back in the days when Detroit was king.
Yeah, remember that?
It was a beautiful age. It can come again in a new package with all this good technology and productivity. So
we're going to know a lot, Peter, and by the end of next year, and it's coming, we're going to know a lot about how this went. It wouldn't be. Wouldn't be the first time that the consensus or the, you know, the conventional
give
wisdom.
A chance. Give tariffs a chance because they're working.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
All those blue collar jobs will be coming right back.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Those tariffs are working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe they'll manufacture buggies again for these people. I don't know. All right. We've been talking about Kash Patel and, you know, his denial about specific things about the Epstein files.
Right,
earlier this year, he testified under oath that the internal files contained no credible information. All right, well, let's listen. This is cut 228, and this is John Kennedy interviewing Kash Patel to find out if there's anything in the Epstein files that may at least provide co-conspirators. All right.
Who, if anyone, did Epstein traffic these young women to besides himself?
Himself. There is no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
Mm. In the files?
In the case file.
Mm.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
But we know that's not true.
That's right. Yes, this latest batch of Epstein files is alluding to 10 co-conspirators.
The FBI is alluding to it.
Yes, the FBI is
which, by the
in
way,
those files.
Kash Patel is in charge of, so.
Right. 10 co-conspirators that they haven't named, but yeah.
I think he lied.
According to the FBI, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. I'm just trying to get a handle on, what's the truth and what isn't here.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard. No, it is. It's easy to know, actually, what the truth is.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's get into the 60 Minutes thing again.
Mm.
This time, let's listen to this insane thing here. This is cut 224, and I'll just play this first, okay?
We heard a little bit about what they're going to do different on 60 Minutes. Is there anything beyond that that you could tell us about what they're going to do differently, fact-based? That's kind of a cultural shock to them. It's going
to
be.
Yeah, it might be news to some folks over there. One of the things they're going to have to do is put an ombudsman in place for 2 years. So basically a bias monitor that will report directly to the president. So that's something that's significant that we're going to see happening.
Really? Wow.
Oh, boy. Okay. A bias
ombudsman.
Yes, that is
reporting right to the president.
To the president
from the 60 Minutes newsroom. Oh man!
Basically, a bias monitor to watch out for CBS. What?
Yeah. Okay.
State-run TV is officially here, my friends.
Apparently so.
Unbelievable. It's such a controversial thing.
I know.
Preempting this 60-minute segment.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting him into an awful lot of trouble. And plus, trouble with President Trump. He's not happy with any of this.
Yes, and that deal still is up in the air about Paramount and CBS and Netflix and all of that.
That's, CNN.
Yes, right. All that is, on the boards or, hanging in the balance on this. 19 minutes past the hour. It's John and Gordy on Christmas Eve morning. We're coming right back with more right around the corner.
How I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Yeah, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your...
feet.
Oh, yeah.
Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet.
It's a...
That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
A special Christmas Eve Day edition of the early morning show.
Yes.
With John and Gordy. I almost said the family show again.
Ah, but, yes. Well, we can call it anything we want.
We can, yes. We can.
It's cloudy out there for your Christmas Eve day, and it's going to stay cloudy today. Tomorrow for Christmas Day, cloudy. What about Friday? Cloudy. Saturday? Cloudy. Sunday? Cloudy.
Oh.
Temperatures all the way through this high today, about 37, then 40-ish for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next chance for sunshine is on Monday.
See, so this is normal.
It's kind of cloudy and
this
overcast.
This is normal weather. We don't get snow until March or April. Well, see, no, that's the whole thing.
It's not right, really.
It is. It is right. You know, I'm starting to feel sorry after listening to Matt Walsh. I'm starting to feel sorry for white men, you know. Boy, they're picked on all the time, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And being two white men here, and we have never experienced this, actually, but I guess these other guys are just, you know, victims of what?
Discrimination.
A multicultural society.
Apparently.
Of some sort. Mm. Well, speaking of white men, let's go to the phone lines right now.
Well, happy holidays, CJ.
Yeah.
What do you got for us today? Ready for the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Yes, I am. And Merry Christmas to you, gentlemen.
Yes,
thank you.
To you, too.
Yes.
I'm down in the southern precinct, southeast precinct of the United States.
Oh. Where,
yeah, it's not exactly cloudy.
Where would
how's
that
the,
be? Where
how's
would
the weather? Are you in Florida again?
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. So, yes, I'm going to bring in, I won't have any snow this year either.
Yeah. Ah.
But anyways, I did want to, you know, as I listened to you guys talk today, you know, so many of us in America voted for what we got going.
No, not exactly. You didn't know all of this stuff would happen.
Well, right. I didn't realize that the border would be secure so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, you could speak about that success because we listened to the previous administration say it was.
Did you vote for acquiring Greenland, though?
I mean,
what about you good with Greenland being acquired? Just take it? Is that good?
I don't know. That's one of his many... future accomplishments, I guess.
Okay.
Well, but you know, we have
I'm hoping for the Panama Canal. I'm interested in that one first off.
Or Venezuela, right? You want that?
Well, that would help Venezuelans, I think, to get that country back to where it should be.
I think ownership of the Americas, because it is
America. That's kind
America.
Of the plan, I think, yeah.
And that's
well,
it.
I am now in the Gulf of America. I live right on the Gulf.
That's right.
Oh, well, are you in the panhandle?
Yeah.
Are you in Panama?
I am. I'm actually, I'm in a place called Bonita Springs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call it the zip code of heaven. 34134.
Wow!
So, don't they call that the Redneck Riviera?
I think that's what they call it. Yes,
that's what I've heard. No. Okay.
I am striving for that award. Yes.
You go south for winter? Is that correct? Or is it
just
a vacation? Oh, you do. Okay. All right.
Yes. I'm calling you every day from down here.
All right.
But I do enjoy your show, guys.
Well, we haven't heard from you lately.
I listen to people that I agree with all the time, and that's okay. But and I have met you guys. You guys are extremely nice gentlemen.
Well, thanks.
Though we don't see eye to eye, I guess I feel like, is it Greg's brother-in-law? You know, that I feel like I'm one of those guys that we kind of try to agree to disagree.
Right. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's right. Yep.
That's with my brother.
There is so much that I like what's happening, you know, but AI is going to change this world.
I know.
And I think that's what that Walmart executive is talking about.
Here's the thing about AI. Shouldn't there be guardrails to make sure that it doesn't displace so many people just willy-nilly as it is doing currently?
Well, that would be nice, but it's kind of like, climate change and global warming.
Yeah.
It's great if we do it, but if the rest of the world doesn't do it, what good is it?
I think it does a lot of good.
We can put guardrails up for us, and we do for our companies, but the rest of the world, like China and Russia and Venezuela and other countries, don't follow those same guardrails.
Yeah.
We get punished for it.
But isn't it true that if there are bad people over there, we don't have to be bad like them. We could be good people, and they can be the bad people.
Okay. Right? CJ, we were up against the clock there, but thank you for calling, and happy holidays to you, and enjoy
down
your time
in Florida.
There in Florida, and we appreciate you checking in with us. All right. We've got news, weather, and sport. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report next, and then we're back with more on this Christmas Eve day.
Yes. Special edition.
Yes. Good morning and happy holidays.
Going to be a blue New Year, 'cause my baby's gone away. It won't be no pretty presents and no more mistletoe. It won't be no pretty presents and no more mistletoe. Just a Christmas full of questions. Don't know why she packed a go.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool Yule, man. Later. Like Dig?
All right, Dig.
Yeah, Dig it.
Yeah, there it is. Kooky Ed Burns from 77.
Ed Burns.
Sunset Strip.
Yeah, that was a cool show back in the day. Kooky, lend me your comb.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you might have heard the song Kooky's Mad Pad.
Oh,
Remember, we used to play that here on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Kooky Ed Burns. Man.
It was a cool guy, man. Real cool.
It was a black and white TV show back in the late 50s, early 60s, right?
Yes.
77 Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
Had a great theme.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And that kind of classic stuff is still at Warner Brothers. Let's hope they don't destroy that or burn it or something, get rid of it.
But he was doing almost like a word jazz there.
Yes, word jazz, yes.
Like Ken Nordine, one of the people that we listen to. And
just random jazz behind whatever he's saying.
Yeah, man.
And if you could cue up cut number two from the Christmas folder, the John and Gordy Christmas folder. I don't want to name the song exactly, but
okay.
We'll play it on our way out into the next commercial break.
Okay, we'll get to that.
All right, I want to get to something. This is, geez, you know, what the heck?
Trump
accused the Federal Reserve of hurting people and preventing Americans from buying houses by keeping interest rates elevated. Okay. I'm thinking, well, the interest rates are kind of up there.
Yes.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says a lack of supply was still one of the most significant challenges casting doubt on whether cutting rates would make much of a difference for people. The supply of homes.
Mm-hmm.
Seniors aren't selling. About half of current mortgages are still enjoying sub 4% rates. Mm. I have a sub 4% rate. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great stuff. And that's why a lot of the seniors are staying put. In other words, they're creating a locked-in effect. That's how Jerome Powell describes it. There's little incentive to sell and take on higher payments, so they're keeping existing home inventory at historic lows, and that's the big problem. Trump policies slowed, by the way, the process down with tariffs on building materials such as lumber. Now, remember, I bought the space car with a $4,000 rebate on used space cars.
Right.
EVs.
Now known as space cars.
Now known as space cars. So, because I couldn't afford building a garage because the building materials are too expensive.
Lumber coming from Canada.
So, we're going to put a garage in, but instead
we bought a car.
Went with the car. Now it's outside. The charging station's outside. Yeah, that's always wonderful. Anyway. So that's one of the reasons why there is a slowdown and people aren't able to buy those houses because of the cost of lumber. The Center for American Progress estimates 450,000 fewer homes will be built by 2030 as a direct result of this trade war that he has. The Urban Institute says cuts to immigration create labor shortages in the construction industry and pushing labor costs higher for developers. Mm-hmm. Simply put, there are multiple fences beyond interest rates between a young family and their American dream of home ownership. Realtor.com says renting is cheaper than buying in 49 out of 50 of the largest cities in the country. Now, having been a realtor at one time, you know, I used to hang out at realtor.com.
Right? Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, and the other side of that is, you know, younger people just out of college, or I mean, they can't buy a house until they're in their 30s or 40s or sometime in their 50s they can put together a down payment and gather up the capital to do that.
I don't know how anyone can buy a house nowadays.
Right.
They're way too expensive. Yeah. They really are. I mean, if I sold the house and I have, I think, a 3.2% interest rate at it, if I sold it, you know, it's worth $500,000 at this point, which is crazy talk. And I do pay the taxes on a $500,000 house, damn it.
But you've been there, what, 30 years?
33 years or so, like that.
So when you bought it, approximately how much was it when you bought it?
$127,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And now it's worth $500,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
But how do you buy a
Mr. Moneybags over here.
Well, I'm not at fault. You know, the city keeps raising.
You invested well. That's good for you. You know, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, it was just look. I'm just worried now about people being able to afford homes.
I hear you.
You can't buy a house. You can't buy a $500,000 house on any kind of normal job.
Right.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Back then or now, it just doesn't make any sense. So something's got to give. There has to be new home stock. We have to build cheaper homes, first-time home buyer homes.
Right, yes.
Because
need that.
Way back when, the GI Bill created all these neighborhoods for the servicemen.
Right.
And it really helped a lot. I grew up in one out in Milwaukee. I lived in one of those housing developments, and it was pretty interesting. Well, small home.
Right. All those World War II vets, you know, a lot of them jumped on the GI Bill and did exactly the same thing. They were building homes, you know, just for that GI Bill. And
There was a place called Wilson Park out in Milwaukee, and that's where I hung out as a little kid. Of course, being a little kid, the house seemed like a big house.
Sure, of course.
But it was incredibly small. Yeah, it was kind of interesting, but I didn't know the history behind it until, you know, my parents filled me in eventually. But I thought, wow, this really helped spur on the 50s and 60s, you know, the middle class.
The middle class.
Because of that.
Yes, the middle class is disappearing.
Yeah.
You know, it's either haves and have-nots.
I'll bet you anything the Republicans would not have funded the GI Bill or helped any of that happen.
Well,
today's Republicans, they would not do it.
Eisenhower Republicans,
remember, government
were all over it.
Government can't spend money. Remember, that's their motto now. We can't spend money. Right. Just get used to us spending money. Right. Oh well, then forget the GI Bill.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. They would not have done it these days anyway. Yep. So that's the bad part of it.
Yeah. Okay. We're taking your calls if you want to jump in here in the last few minutes of our morning show, 608-879-8255, or text us on the Civic Media app. Download and free to use.
We do have a call here. Joanne and Bob.
Joanne and Bob? Okay.
All right, let's go to
let's
the
Let's go
phones.
To the phones. Good morning.
Great show. Just a little note, we're talking about current events and all of that. Mm-hmm. What's happening to student loans right now is something that we should all be concerned about. Mm-hmm. People who default will have their wages garnished. The whole student loan process is becoming more esoteric. And one would think, okay, just, you know, thinking of the future and all of that, if we could somehow control student loans and make the whole process sensible and humane, just think of what would happen to all of these other issues. I think people would have more children. I know my students, I've been teaching for quite a while. My students put off things like having babies because of their heavy student loan encumbrances. So, again, we should be thinking of students as being such a resource. I mean, they put such a sacrifice into getting their educations. We should be a little bit more humane. And I'm worried about, again, all these other issues, putting off home buying because of the student loan issues, and maybe even putting off taking care of us as elders because of the student loans that they have borne for so long. So thank you so much for a great show.
All right.
Well, thank you. Well, happy holidays.
Thank you for those suggestions. That's a great point. We did talk about this a little bit in the last few days where we were saying, why don't we just pay for college, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like pre-K through
at least
16.
Yes.
Not just the first 2 years of college, I think.
But all the way through.
Yeah, all the way through the four-year college degree. I think that's the way we should go. That plans for the future.
Mm-hmm.
That takes that burden off any kind of loan that you might have had at that point. It takes that burden off.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because we have to do that now, they can't buy homes because of these student loans out there.
Right.
If you go to graduate school, I mean, it's a different story, but we have to deal with that too. Mm-hmm. And other countries, by the way, have been dealing with it. So we should look around and try to improve the whole system.
Yes.
And I know that they'll say, well, this is socialism and we can't have it. But, I mean, you know, start thinking positively here and think of the future and how we can actually save everybody money and give them that American dream. That's how we do it.
Let's go back to the phones. Charles is on the line from Milwaukee. Good morning, Charles. Happy holidays.
Hey, yes, definitely. I was stuck in Denver in the hospital for a few days and got back yesterday.
So. You okay?
I ended up getting pneumonia. I went for my granddaughter's grandparents' day for last Friday and got to the airport on Sunday and got sick in the airport.
Wow.
Oh, my.
And ended up having to be, So yes, happy, definitely happy holidays.
You can blame Sean Duffy for that. Well, you know, he's the transportation secretary.
Glad you're out and feeling better.
Yes. Yeah. But the last point, no, we can't have an educated society, because if you're educated, then you don't believe all the fake stories that they tell us.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And one of those is this administration. They are never on the same page, because if you listen to Donald Trump, he'll tell you all the blue collar jobs are coming back. They're coming back by droves. Then you got Peter Navarro saying that we need to get blue collar jobs back. They're never on the same page.
They are.
We know that those blue collar jobs are not coming back to the United States of America, because Americans require too much money to work.
That's right.
Where those presidents and CEOs knows that they can take those jobs, they'll keep those jobs overseas and pay those people a little of nothing. And
Charles, exactly right. Sorry, buddy, we're up against the clock, but
glad to hear you made it.
Good to hear from you, and happy holidays, and glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Coming right back with more of John and Gordy. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You start. Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast, two turtlenecks, and a beer. Okay, that should be more there, right? Where? Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon, three French toast, two turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
More.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques. 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
All right, you know, Dom,
it goes on.
Dom wears the toque every morning.
He pointed right at me when he said that.
I was waiting for that.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah, and Chuckster suggested that from Racine. So,
yes.
It goes out to you, man.
SCTV. Yeah, we're getting a lot of messages here wishing us Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Ray. Thank you.
Yeah, and Tanya, of course, just want to wish you a very happy holiday season. Thanks for all you do to add a little joy and humor to my day.
That's what we try to do here on the John and Gordy Show. And we appreciate all your wonderful comments and, you know, your good wishes for the holiday season. And we want to extend our good wishes to our fellow staff and management people here at Civic Media and WMDX. Catherine, you know, our boss, put us together after all these years. Happy holidays to her and her family. And Sage,
she's
of
kind
course.
Of regretting it, of course.
I think Catherine's with us too right now.
She can get on the line, but I'm going to thank a few more people while she gets online. Corey,
this is kiss up time.
Aaron,
right here.
JV. let's see. Chris Morrow and Jacqueline, and the traffic department. We couldn't do their show without the traffic department.
We couldn't.
We
do
wouldn't
it.
Be able to play any commercials.
That's right.
We wouldn't know what to play.
Yeah.
And, Chris Casper and Parker and Dom, of course, our wonderful producer.
And whoever goes to Costco to pick up all the food and snacks that we have here at the station.
They bring a lot of food. Megan does that.
Oh, Megan, yes.
Aaron Zahmer. Everybody here. I don't want to leave anybody
out.
You
left a lot of people out.
Who have I left out?
See, this is what happens.
Should I cover the entire network? Should I read all 150 names?
You're leaving somebody out, and they're going to get back at you.
Going to be
mad. I think you left me out. You left me out.
I said Dom.
I know. I just wanted you to say that.
Not again.
Okay. Let me give you the special John and Gordy signal here. Let's go to Catherine Lake. She's on the line here. Happy holidays, Catherine. Merry
Please
Christmas.
Leave me hanging. I don't care. That's fine.
I know you had a little bit to drink last night, so I don't want to.
I did. For the first time in a week and a half.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So how are you doing on Christmas?
Happy holidays.
Well, thank you.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I gotta find a place to go to church tonight to sing some music.
Right.
To sing.
Yeah.
And honor my mother and father, you know, that kind of thing.
That's good.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, CJ called up with mm-hmm. a nothing but good news and warmth, and John was like, but what about he wanted a fight. You wanted a fight.
He's always itching for a fight. Yeah.
Here's what you missed. In your itching for the fight, you missed. Yeah. CJ acknowledged climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Did you miss that?
Well, yes. He was saying yes.
He said other countries should do as well as we are. Otherwise, right. none of it matters. And he's not wrong.
Yeah.
So, but
you're right.
We're
that's
not
right.
Doing
he,
that
he,
well.
did, he did. He did say that.
We're not doing it well. But yeah, I mm-hmm. thought that was kind of remarkable. We see eye to eye. With
well,
DJ.
And he said, you know, we agree to disagree on some things, but right. He wished us happy holidays, and that was very nice. Yeah.
And back at him.
Yeah.
And to you guys, thanks for another great year. We won't talk to you again until 26, right? This is your last bit for the...
Yeah, till January 5th, we're back
Believe
live.
It or not, yeah. People, just, you know, hang in there. We'll be back in the new year.
But not alone this time. Yes. You're going to have friends on the air next year. We're going to have a whole new lineup, and I'm very excited about finding out what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks again, guys.
Well, thank you, Catherine.
Yep.
We appreciate your support, as always. And, we'll have a whole new thing happening beginning January 5th.
But Doug, did you mention Doug?
I missed Doug, yes. Gentlemen, happy holidays from St. Francis.
St. Francis.
Thank you very much, Doug.
It's a tiny little suburb in Milwaukee. No one really notices it. You know, they kind of drive through.
My former neighbors piping in here. Happy holidays, guys. You keep us politically charged here in New Orleans. We have nothing like this here, and that's why we stream. Yeah, and we do hear from people out there.
A few people go south for the winter.
Around the globe, yeah.
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 Which is smart, you know.
Well, yes.
Yeah, this was a nightmare Christmas so far, you know. I mean, you know, the worst possible snow ever.
Well, and now it's all melted down to just the snert that we have, the mix of snow and dirt and freezing crap.
I had a problem with my snowblower. Handling wet snow very well.
Did you get that worked out?
No, I'm not. It's still not worked out.
Well,
and the thing is, because of this break in the snow that we've been getting, I kind of put that aside for a little while here. I had all this momentum. I was thinking of getting a battery-powered snowblower.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
One of our listeners,
Mr. Money Pants, over here. You want to buy a new one?
Wow,
bigger, better. Battery-powered, yeah.
Mr. Money Pants.
Yeah. Oh,
well, that's me.
That's you. Well, it's been a good year, John.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed this year.
And Dom? Yeah.
It's been
great. You came aboard this year.
Yeah, it's been great.
And Sam, our former producer, we're still in touch with him every once in a while.
And I also want to say I miss a lot of people that have been at this station.
Yes.
No longer here.
They moved on.
All very good friends, and we miss them, too.
Yeah, we wish them the best. That'll do it for us for this morning and this year.
It went so quickly, two hours, just like that.
Listen to some of our best of shows coming up over the next
week. And working
week
with
or
Dom
two.
Again here, this is cool. This is Dom, man.
Yeah, we miss you.
All right.
All right. Stephanie Miller's next. We hope you have a great day. Happy holidays from John and Gordy.
Yep. See you later.
So long, buddy.
Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.